Peter was following him at a distance, even to the courtyard of the high priest, and he went in and sat with the attendants to see the heir. Now the high priests and all the council were seeking false witness against Jesus, that they might put him to death, but they found none. For many false witnesses came forward. But last of all, two false witnesses came forward and said, "This man said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it after 3 days.' Then the high priest, standing up, said to him, 'Dost thou make no answer to the things that these men prefer against thee?' But Jesus kept silence. And the high priest said to him, 'I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou art the Christ, the Son of God.' And Jesus said to him, 'Thou hast said it. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming upon the clouds of heaven.'" His garments, saying, "He has blasphemed. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now that ye have heard the blasphemy, what do you think?" And they answered and said, "He is liable to death." Then they spat in his face and buffeted him, while others struck his face with the palms of their hands, saying, "Prophesy to us, O Christ, who is it that struck thee?" Just man, for I have suffered many things in a dream today because of him. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to destroy Jesus. But the procurator addressed them and said to them, "Which of the two do you wish that I release to you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What then am I to do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." The procurator said to them, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they kept crying out the more,